The remote control is a device designed to operate the television without touching it. Like a sorcerer, Americans wave their wands and enter worlds of enchantment. When Dr. America uses his remote control, it is literally an act of prestidigitation as his fingers do the walking while the rest of him sits securely in the Lazy Boy. Introduced in 1956 as Zenith's Space Commander, the remote control has taken command of the American mind. We own an estimated 388 million to 400 million remotes, four for every household in America. This particular gadget is a battery-powered black plastic case covered with 28 buttons. The biggest one is purple and says power, which is what Dr. America is supposed to feel when he uses it. Once upon a time, this button would have been labeled on and off, but the descriptive clarity of that designation pales before the potency of power. For the most part, like the VCR, the remote control is so easy that only a child can do it. Adults like Dr. America are mainly mystified. Two buttons claim that they are fine, while another offers recall, for those of us, I guess, whose memories are fading in middle age. Some of the functions seem in conflict. Add seems to be at war with erase, while the volume buttons seem to be screaming at mute. The cooking shows must be on menu, while display is surely the code for the shopping channels. Almost half of the remaining buttons are designed to help Americans channel their desires. 10 of the buttons are numbered from 0 to 9, providing people with permutations from 1 to 100. An additional button adds another 100 possibilities. 2 other buttons allow Americans to change the channel incrementally. All of these buttons together allow us the full freedom of choice, which is our birthright as American citizens. Cable and satellite TV both promise a wide array of programming, but when you really watch TV, most of the programs are broadcast within a fairly narrow set of conventions and audience expectations. This is what Jeffrey Schrank calls pseudo-choice, the proliferation of decisions that don't make much difference. The remote control lets Dr. America command his television, but it doesn't control his remoteness. The sinking sense that he is alone in ways that TV characters seldom are. When Dr. America watches TV with friends and relatives, he is essentially alone in a room full of people who are relating more to the TV than to him. He watches Friends, and it occurs to him that many of the best friendships he knows are on TV, in places where everybody knows your name. The remote control allows Americans to control the television. But once we exercise our purple power, it also allows others to exercise remote control over us. To the people who create TV, viewers are an audience rented each evening to advertisers. The shows that Americans watch are just advertisements for the ads, which are the real programming of TV, programming people to buy and consume the commodities that comprise the American way of life. The ultimate success of commercial TV, then, is the remote control of consumers. Unfortunately, remote control is not just the practice of television. It's a guiding principle of American civilization. Within our homes and workplaces and cars, we push the buttons that run the world and ruin it. With our gadgets and machines, we remotely control the extractions and extinctions of the natural world. Within an economy of money, this remote control makes perfect sense. But within the economies of energy and nature, it is an uncontrolled catastrophe. The remote control keeps Dr. America at a distance from his television, but it also keeps him distanced from the vision of his own complicity in a world that seems increasingly out of control. He tries not to think about it. He presses the button that says, "Escape."